Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Morning.
And in this corner, syndicated talk radio host
Elvis Duran
and the morning show.
Hey, not to sound like a cold bitch.
Hi. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm on the radio.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Across the country, millions are listening.
I'm going to try and sell my underwear later.
Oh gosh, I'm going to vomit.
Hello, ladies.
When they hear the sound of the drum, they'll be saying, oh Lord, here they come.
Hi-oh.
Here we come.
You've been phone tapped.
Here we come.
Oh, it's tequila.
Hey.
Here we come.
Hi.
Yes, Gandhi is very high.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Wow, I gotta be honest with you. It's Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Feels good.
Thank you.
It feels so
it
nice.
Does.
Good morning there, Gandhi. Happy Friday.
Morning.
Hi, Danielle. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Hi, producer Sam. Happy Friday. She's not on.
Good morning. Right.
Oh, great.
Hello, Froggy. Happy Friday.
Oh, there she is.
Good morning, Elvis.
Hello there. Straight Nate. Happy Friday.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Friday. Hey, you know what? You know what brings all the boys to my yard?
What? I can only guess.
A milkshake.
Ooh,
milkshake,
yeah.
If you're smart.
You know, my milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge. Just letting you know. It's good. You know, you must be enterprising. You must be entrepreneurial when you bring your milkshakes out and the boys come to the yard. Hey, welcome to the day. Let's get rolling. Dawn is on line 5. You know what? We're still in the aftermath of Isaías. And a lot of people don't have power, including Dawn. You still don't have power, Dawn?
No, still no power, and they didn't even evaluate it yet.
Yeah, there are
so
some
no clue.
There are some little towns around here who haven't even seen a utility truck. No one has even driven through. So, yeah. I don't know.
No, I went home to get more clothes yesterday, and there was nothing.
Well, wait,
no trucks anywhere.
Wait, you had to, so where are you staying?
I jumped ship to my best friend, Dan and Stan's house. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, they're the best. I email her every day. I'm saying, oh, I need to make a reservation for the King Suite.
Oh.
So they're very good to me. I appreciate them.
Well, that's the thing. It's sort of fun maybe for a night, to go stay at someone else's house that needs something that, who has electricity and toilet paper and stuff. But then you're like, I want my stuff. I miss my junk. I miss my stuff.
Yeah, I needed to go grab stuff.
Yeah, I know. But you're up late with your friend, having some wine, hanging out. Yeah, I get it. We love slumber parties.
Well, the other night, we were up till midnight because we had to watch Big Brother. But we were doing something beforehand, and we were like, oh, we'll watch it because we're Big Brother nuts.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, look, Dawn, they will turn your power on. I got bad news. You are going to go home eventually. But until then, thank you for listening. Thanks for being the first caller of the day. Hey, do we have some scrubs? We have some scrubs for Laura?
Yeah, we do, Dawn. Elvis.
Right, Dawn, they're on the way, thanks to our friends at Hackensack Meridian. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hold on one second. Yeah,
right.
You know what? I'm one of the lucky ones in my neighborhood. I have power, believe it or not, but there are a lot of people who they say they may not have power for a week or two. I'm like, oh, God. So if you're waking up in, let's say, Cleveland today, or waking up in Des Moines, hey, congratulations on having power. Anyway, let's get into your horoscopes. Producer Sam, can we hear you now?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Now, you sound great. All right, who are you doing horoscopes with?
I'd love to do them with Gandhi today.
All right, let's go.
All right, if you celebrate today, you're celebrating with Charlize Theron and David Duchovny, so happy birthday. Capricorn, don't be afraid of tackling your insecurities. You deserve to be happy. Your day's a 9.
Aquarius, you're a little curious about a change in your routine, but don't be. Just embrace it. Your day's a 7.
Pisces, try to be more positive. The people around you are looking to you for much-needed guidance. Your day is an 8.
Aries, you're quick to pick up on learning a new skill, so put it to some good use and dive into something you've always wanted to try. Your day's a 10.
Hey, Taurus, do not let your mind get in the way of your happiness. Turn those negative thoughts off and meditate on the positives. Your day's a 9.
Gemini, do not try to rush progress. Move at your own pace and the results will follow. Your day's a 7.
Cancer, try to greet someone with a compliment. It could make their day and yours. Your day's a 10.
Leo, you're in desperate need of a day of rest and relaxation. Recharge your batteries and give yourself a break. Your day's a 9.
Virgo, do not be afraid to break the mold. Try to create your own path and allow others to follow. Your day's an 8.
Libra, you are meticulous at planning out your day. However, try and throw your expectations to the wind and just let life happen. Your day's an 8.
Scorpio, a solution to a long-standing problem lies right in front of you. Do not let yourself get distracted. Your day is a 9.
And Sagittarius, peace and quiet is all you need to connect back to an inner mantra you may have set for yourself. Your day is an 8, and those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you, Producer Sam.
I will see you
in a minute with your feel-goods. I got you. all right, let's get into the three things. We're kind of early.
Early?
I don't know. Turn it off. Turn off the music. I will not allow us to be early or on time ever.
No, don't do that.
No.
Not on a Friday.
No, not on any day. We take pride in being late and never on time. So what do we do?
Play Bohemian Rhapsody.
That would make us like 8 minutes late. You want to?
Yeah. Oh, that would piss Nate off.
I know. I'm kidding, Nate. I'm kidding.
Well, No, it's Friday. Let's piss Nate off. Come on.
All right.
You have nice.
Oh, yeah.
How long is...
Irate Nate.
How long is Bohemian Rhapsody?
5 minutes and 49 seconds.
Okay, so if we do that, then we do three things. That would put us, well, like 8 minutes late.
Yeah.
Wow. Straight Nate. Should we do it?
If you're going to do it now.
Hit it.
Because...
Yeah,
hit it.
Yay!
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little
law. Anyway, the wind blows,
doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head.
photo of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Never let you go.
Never let me go!
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
That is so nice. People are loving that song all the way from Madison, Wisconsin, to the very, very top of Maine. That's a lot of people. Hey, let's get into the three things we need to know. We are now, you know, we're only like 4 minutes late.
We're not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No, we do this late in the show, and it's a world of mess.
Can we play Freebird?
Sure.
Someone said they love that song so much, and they're so happy we played it because they're about to go out and get their Freddie Mercury tattoo. That's hot. I love that.
Oh.
Those big old teeth and that mustache. Anyway, let's get into those three things. Gandhi, what is going on?
All right. Lawmakers are hoping to reach a compromise on COVID-19 relief today, but both parties are still at odds. A particular sticking point right now is continued added unemployment benefits. Democrats want to keep paying people $600 a week, at least until January, while Republicans say that's too much and will discourage people from returning to work. And it looks like it's going to happen. An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making deals with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signed the order yesterday that would bar transactions with the China-based ByteDance in 45 days. The order states that the company's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info. The door is now open for an American company to buy the platform. And finally, it's a pretty important weekend in 9 states as the sales tax holiday begins today. The states waiving sales tax are Florida, Ohio, Iowa, Missouri, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and Virginia. But keep in mind, if you are in Iowa, sales tax holiday is today and Saturday. The other 8 states will run through Sunday. On Monday, Maryland will kick off a week without sales tax. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. You guys ready for Friday?
Yeah!
All right, then come on, join me. Let's have a Friday.
Want to be a part of the next conversation? We're watching everything you text to 55100.
Now you're on the radio talking about it, which is my favorite thing ever.
Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You can stream hundreds of hit shows and movies, plus exclusive originals with Peacock. Best of streaming, best of TV. You can watch for free and upgrade for more on your TV, tablet, or phone. Go to peacocktv.com and download and start streaming now.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, so I had some time to do something yesterday with no internet, no TV, nothing. So I decided to look in the freezer and take a look at what I stockpiled during the quarantine. I have so much stuff in there. I think I had a meat frenzy going on where I had to like buy meat and freeze it. I have so much meat in my freezer. I don't know what to do with it. And I don't want to let it get freezer burned and all that kind of stuff. I'm not quite sure how that works, how long you can keep meat in your freezer. Anyone know? Anyone?
I don't know. I heard 6 months.
Oh, boy. Well, we got to get grilling. So, and I can't have like a big barbecue. No one wants to come over to my house and catch the vid or give me the vid, you know? So I've got all this meat. What do I do with all this meat? I could donate it. You know, I was thinking I could donate these beautiful steaks. I'm thinking, I want some of them myself. So who's open for a safe barbecue by the pool? I know Scary's in.
Me? Yep. I would be in if I was closer.
Yeah, you're too far away. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to load up all the grills and just grill greasy meat all day long. And we just sit around and it's going to be like one of those Brazil steakhouses where you raise the red flag and I bring you more meat.
The Rodizio. Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Have you guys been quarantine stockpiling as well? Do you have a lot of food that you need to eat in the freezer, Danielle?
Oh, yeah, because they said at one time that there was going to be a meat shortage.
So
I went out and I bought all this stuff and I keep finding things. I found a rump roast the other day. I'm like, dude, I never make rump roast. Where the hell did I get this? I'm like, oh,
rump
I must
roast.
Have bought it. Yeah.
Just the term itself, rump roast, just sounds.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Well, anyway, did you stockpile anything else that you're now questioning yourself about?
Oh, toilet paper. I definitely piled up on some toilet paper.
Right. Yeah. We believe
in vitamins.
Vitamins. Okay.
I have so many vitamins in the cabinet. I'm like, where did I get all these vitamins from? Why do I need them all?
Because you want to be healthy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got
there's a lot.
We've got a. I don't know. When toilet paper was at its most scarce. I found this weird website. We've got tons of toilet paper. It's a toilet paper-rama. So I ordered all this toilet paper, and I didn't realize how much I ordered. It came by the case. So I have cases of toilet paper and not enough butt. And now I use Tushy. And now I use Tushy, I have no reason to have toilet paper. So anyway.
You can sell it on the black market.
I'm not going to sell toilet paper.
Flip that toilet paper.
You flip your own toilet paper. What, Danielle?
But I'm still confused because this Lysol and the Lysol wipes and Lysol in the can, like I still can't find it anywhere.
I don't understand.
Like, are they not manufacturing anymore? Like,
I don't know.
Why is there no more in the
store? I saw an article yesterday that said that it's probably going to be on shortage through the early next year because they just can't make enough of it.
Well, then why? I saw it again. They ran another Lysol TV commercial the other night before my power went out.
Yeah, why?
They're still.
Save that money and buy a new Lysol wipe making machine so they can make more Lysol wipes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What's scary?
I still think that the reason is because long before the pandemic, Lysol was printing on the side of its can that one of the bacteria that it kills, it kills coronavirus.
Right.
But it was a different strain. So people see that and they're like, this is the miracle. And then they have to have it.
I think people are they're not under that spell anymore. I think there's a problem. There's a manufacturing problem down at the Lysol plant. If you worked for them, would you call us or text us? So maybe we can just come up with some stupid hypotheses. Like there's some like witchcraft involved or something. I don't know. Anyway, producer Sam.
Hi.
Time for some feel goods live from producer Sam's living room. What's for dinner tonight, by the way?
Oh, I want to make something with couscous. I'm very much feeling couscous. Maybe some feta.
Are you doing some Israeli couscous with some, or are you the smaller couscous with some feta and some raisins?
What are the fat boy couscouses?
Those are Israeli, I do believe.
Okay, yeah.
All right. They're so good.
Yeah, do it. Go for it.
Love it.
All right, what do you have for us today?
All right, so listener Safiano Bruno sent me a story that makes me feel like a terrible person because, once again, kids are changing the world. So in her hometown of Vienna, Virginia, a group of 8 kids came together at the beginning of the summer to make very simple, colorful wooden signs with hearts on them. So each one's a different heart, each one's a different background, very plain, that's it.
They take turns with the tasks of sawing, drilling, and painting, and this group calls itself Rustic Love Vienna. And they sell these signs around town to benefit Vienna VA Foodies, which is a Facebook group that gives money to local restaurants, helps frontline workers, and it helps food insecure families. So really the most important stuff you can be doing right now. One of the parents of the kids got the idea when she saw signs being sold for charity in Delaware, and she said it didn't actually take off until these kids became involved. They stopped taking orders by now. They've made over 250 signs, and they've raised well over $6,000. So these little kids have done so much to help their community, and one person who lives in the area says, it's also just nice to see these signs everywhere. It reinforces positivity and productiveness, and I think that is super powerful and something we all need. So thank you so much, Safian, for the email, and if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line, feel good.
Thank you, Sam. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Love you guys.
And enjoy your Israeli couscous.
Oh, I'm so
which is another great great drag name. Welcome to the stage, Miss Israeli Couscous.
Woo!
I just got a text. You know, Nate, people are still texting in about you declaring me dead on the air the other day.
Oh, my goodness.
People heard that wrong, and then because we talked about it more, now people are saying, oh, well, Nate said Elvis was dead.
Here's someone saying, I just finished listening to the replay show where Nate told 10 million people that Elvis is dead. I had to pull over and Google. All I can find is something about a snake named Elvis in Florida that died. So now we got the bad news about Floridian snake Elvis dead.
Yeah. So sad.
Anyway, I'm very much alive for now. What do you have coming up in your first report, Danielle?
Lizzo signing deals and making money.
All right, we're back with more after this.
Got something to tell us? Text us at 55100 and we might put you on the air.
Hey, Danielle, this text or mayonnaise is nasty. Should never be made again.
Thank you.
Standard data and messaging rates may apply. This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, if you're an employer, you have a lot on your plate, especially right now, but ZipRecruiter can make your hiring process quick and painless. Cafe Altura, their COO, Dylan Miskowitz, totally agrees. He needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. I want that job. The DOC, yeah. The director of coffee. He is having trouble finding qualified applicants, so he switched to ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis, used it for free, and hired someone. They don't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies the people with the right experience, invites them to apply for your job so you get the qualified candidates fast. And the ones that aren't qualified, they never show up. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he got the candidates right in and on his desk. And then that's how he found his new director of coffee in just a few days. Results, that's what you want. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate on the first day. So use it for free. Here's how you do it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. It's the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, let's go talk to Jenny on line 24. Today is the day. Hey, Jenny, is today the day?
Today is the day.
Oh, my God. Hey, it's Jenny's day. Today's the day. Do you want to know what we're talking about? Tell them what you're doing today, Jenny.
Today, I'm going to meet, hopefully, my little baby girl. My husband and I are expecting, and today is our due date. Today's the big day.
All right. So it's the due date. So you're just going to sit around and, like, every once in a while look down and go, hello.
Yeah, I'm bouncing on a ball all morning. I couldn't sleep at all last night. It felt like it was like Christmas Eve, or like I feel like I'm going to Disney World. You know, I'm like all night I couldn't sleep. I'm like, I just can't wait till today.
Okay, well,
so
now
I'm
that
just
you're
going to bounce.
Well, now you're at the due date. I mean, so now what?
Well, now it's like, okay, well, we're ready to meet you, little baby girl. Like, you going to come out and join us or what? So, I mean, we're just so excited. We've got a little, you know, nursery set up for her here. And I'm just, like I said, I'm, you know, bouncing around, trying to bounce her out. I'm not really sure how to speed things up here.
Well, you know, we've heard several things. We've heard spicy food. We've heard actually having sex. I don't know about the sex thing. Because I don't know how I'd feel if I was the baby in there and someone kept poking me in the head. Like, stop it!
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Danielle, you've been through this. How did she get that baby to come on out?
Well, I have to ask, is this your first baby?
It's our first. We went through quite a bit of fertility treatments, IVF finally. So we are just so thankful that we are pregnant, and, you know, we are very happy and blessed to be at this point. So, yes, it's my first, and it's a little baby girl.
Oh, well, you know, you could be waiting a little bit of time past that due date, right?
Right.
So you may want to sit back and relax a little bit and enjoy this quiet time.
I mean, I wonder if a baby's ever actually been born on the due date.
I wonder.
That's like Nate expecting me to, like, take a break on time. It's not going to happen.
That never happens.
No. I mean, we don't, but you never know. You know, who are we? We don't know you. We don't know your body, and we don't know your baby.
Right.
So what if tonight, like at 11:59, you're like, oh, God, I guess not today. And then, oh, what was that? Oh, where's Mo? Oh, my God, there's water on the floor. Then you'd be all excited. Well, congratulations to you.
Every twinge, I'm like, is that labor? Is that labor? Oh, no, that's just gas. That's just gas.
No, I just farted.
Everything's gas when you're pregnant. Oh, gosh.
Someone says you should eat pineapple because it softens the cervix.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Okay.
By the way,
pineapple.
I'll be honest with you. We've been doing this show for many years, Jenny. This is where we start getting all sorts of people texting in their ideas.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I hope you have a list rolling so I can do every single thing.
Wait, here's one. It says, when you mow the lawn, you will have the baby the next day.
Mow the lawn.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
I'm going to volunteer to do the whole city of Cleveland then.
Okay, all right. Get there and start mowing. All right, well, look, spicy food. Now, Danielle, what did you do to get the baby to come on out?
I was cleaning the bathtub, and I had spicy food that night, and then he came the next morning.
Do you like spicy food?
I mean, I'm going to have to. So I eat spicy food, cut the whole city of Cleveland, and then clean everyone's bathrooms. Is that my plan today?
There you go.
Got it.
You'll be good.
There you go.
Let's get that baby moving.
Let us know, Jenny. Let us know when you finally give birth to a new miracle baby, and we'll be sitting here rooting for you until it happens. Thanks for listening to us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Love you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of people are suggesting pineapples. Pineapples.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They're saying walking around, bouncing around, and eat some pineapples.
Wow.
Who knew? Huh. Pineapples. The power of pineapples. Let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle, you've got so much on your list. I can see you like shuffling everything.
I know. I'm shuffling all my stuff.
All right. What do you
have? All right. So let's start with Lizzo. This is pretty cool. She is joining forces with Amazon. She just signed a first look deal to develop television projects for Amazon Studios. Now, we're not exactly sure what the projects are. They're not telling us yet, but Amazon's excited and Lizzo's excited. So we are excited. That will be on the way. Alicia Keys is also doing something really cool. She's getting into the beauty business with Elf Cosmetics. They are coming together and they're going to give us a new lifestyle beauty brand. It's supposed to be really cool, really unique. We don't have a name for it yet, but it's supposed to come to us sometime next year, so we're going to wait and hear more details about that. Amal and George Clooney have donated $100,000 to relief efforts after Tuesday's explosion in Beirut. They're going to divide the money between three different charities, so that was very nice of them. Following along with what's going on at YouTube, YouTuber Jake Paul's house, you guys know that they took all those firearms from his house. Well, it didn't just have to do with the firearms. They went there because apparently there was some looting at an Arizona mall. Jake and his friend had to do a little bit of something with that, I think. They also went to his friend's house in Vegas. It's an ongoing thing.
May I ask you a question about Jake Paul? Look, the last thing I'm going to do is be insulting to anyone who is a fan of Jake Paul. I'm still trying to figure out what the appeal is there. I mean, and I'm sure people would say I'm sure people would say the same about our show. Okay, great.
Sure,
but
I don't get it.
What is it that is so entertaining about Jake Paul? I'm trying to figure that out.
Maybe I could wake my 15-year-old up and ask. Yeah, because I don't know. I don't get it.
What were we saying, Gandhi?
I said I'm going to Google what is entertaining
about Jake Paul. Again, I'm not trying to be in like a sassy jerk off or anything. I'm just saying, you know, what I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah, what's scary?
Or both Pauls for that matter. His brother Logan.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
You
know?
Yeah.
Well, they obviously have some sort of appeal.
YouTube,
I get that.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, but what's the appeal on YouTube?
Do.
You can't just go onto YouTube and be appealing. You got to do something.
Right.
You know?
They do a lot of stupid crap, is what they do.
Okay, so stunting, stuff like that.
Mm hmm. A lot of stunts, yep.
All right, we'll get back to you on that one. What else is going on, Danielle?
All right, so Martha Stewart served a lobster meal at her house, and she documented it on Instagram, and one of her followers accused her of being tone deaf because others are struggling, and she defended herself by saying, I support local fishermen, I give to many charities, so she was clapping back at people who were saying that she shouldn't have done something like that. Television this weekend, there is a lot on television. First of all, Work It with Sabrina Carpenter, Jordan Fisher, that is on Netflix, that is a movie, a lot of people are saying that's pretty cool. Disney Plus has so much fun. Muppets Now, we've got new episodes there. One Day at Disney, new episodes of that. Disney Family Sundays, new episodes of that. And Pixar in Real Life, new episodes of that. My gosh, so much fun at Disney Plus. I'm so excited. Also, Friday night, SmackDown WWE. We've got 90 Day Fiancé. I think you've got something going on with the PGA Championship this weekend on Sunday, right, Frog? Isn't that wrapping up on Sunday?
Yep, it finishes on Sunday.
And we also have Big Brother as well, and that is my Danielle report.
Oh, someone's texting in saying, no, there's a lot entertaining about Jake Paul.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, what? Look, maybe, you know, keep in mind, someone could be entertaining to you and not to us, and I'm fine with that. And I'm sure you have no problem with that as well. What is it? Then someone sent a text in saying, I don't trust anyone that has two first names.
Hey, those are my whole fam. That's my whole family.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Sheldon Neal.
Oh, my God. Don't trust him.
Spencer Preston.
Speaking of that husband of yours, I hear that you actually broke down and you bought a peeler against his wishes. And
yes,
so,
I did.
What are his thoughts there?
I don't know. He's still sleeping. He got cucumbers in a salad last night, so he should be happy, don't you think?
That sounds so dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I got cucumbers in my salad last night. What about you? Hey, Nate, do you have someone on the phone that likes Jake Paul?
Yeah, I do. Ariel.
Well, put her on. Let's go talk. Hey, Ariel, how are you?
23.
All right. All right,
hold on.
And me, spit in a cup. Here we go.
Oh.
Okay, we're having a little... Hello, Ariel. Is that you?
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Okay, good. Let me be very clear.
I can't believe
you just called me. Well, no. We got your text. Let me be very clear. I'm not trying to be insulting or anything. I just want to know what you find is appealing about Jake Paul.
So I'm like a little bit younger. Well, I guess.
Well, everyone's younger than me. I'll give you that.
He to me, like his smile and everything about him is attractive. I think he's a great actor. I could seriously just watch his videos and movies like all day.
Okay, you like his energy. You like the way he carries himself. You like the way he looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Well, look, no problem. A lot of people say Logan is hot. Jake, not both dumb. All right. All right, so I'm just reading what the texts are saying. I'm not saying anything about anyone. I never want to insult someone that you like because yes, Danielle.
Jake used to be on Bizarre Bark, right, or something like that on the Disney Channel. I remember watching him on that, and then he got fired from that from doing something stupid.
Yeah, all right. So, do you agree, Ariel? He does things sometimes that maybe he should think twice about.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like, who doesn't? Look at Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, there's Kim and Kanye, of course. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't care for them either, but that's just me. And but I don't want anyone to hate me for not liking the people they like. That's what I want to be really careful to insult people.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Exactly.
And everybody knows you're not like a hater. I mean, you can say whatever and people still love you.
As my dad always used to say, there's an ass for every chair. You know what I'm saying? All right,
that
Ariel.
Is true.
Thank you for calling and I hope you have a great day today. Have a great weekend, okay?
Can I please have a shirt, Elvis?
Can you have a what? Oh, we don't have shirts.
A shirt.
We're shirtless, to be honest. We have no shirts. I have scrubs. Can I send you some scrubs?
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll send you scrubs. Hold on one second. They're on their way. Thanks to our friends at Hackensack Meridian. Scrubs on the way to Ariel, who happens to love Jake Paul. And we're okay with that, right? We're okay.
Yeah,
we're okay.
Hey, asking for a friend, what's a great movie to watch when you're really stoned? Anyone?
Oh.
Gandhi. Mm. Gandhi.
I would say it depends what kind of stoned you are.
See, Gandhi, are you tired of being the go-to person for all questions related to marijuana?
No, it's okay. I don't mind. You got to be good at something. I would say, okay, so personally,
I'm a fan of cartoons, like all Pixar things. I think that they're amazing if you're kind
ooh,
of
ooh, Pixar.
Get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Coco. I love Coco. I'm going to go see that again.
Oh, Coco's a good one. Finding Nemo, any of the Toy Stories, The Incredibles. Oh, my God. One and two. They're both so good.
The Incredibles, fabulous. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, straight Nate.
Have you ever watched a movie that you're supposed to watch stoned when you're not stoned? It's terrible.
Yes, yes, right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes.
I watched Freddy Got Fingered one time when ooh, we were super stoned. It was a terrible, terrible movie. And then we watched it not stoned, and it was even worse. I'm like, this was made. Why was this made?
And by the way, it's not only a weed thing. It's also a, if you're, you know, you have a glass or two of vodka or tequila. Uh-huh. Like, some movies are just better when you're altered. What's scary?
Project X. You know, the one about the that huge house party that they have that's just wild.
No.
No?
Well, the scary would like that. I can see why you would like that, because you want to be invited to something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, anyway. All right, just asking for a friend. We got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Got something to tell us? Send a text to 55100.
Look at all the people texting in.
Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, you might be tempted to leave your child in the car to avoid exposure. Don't do it. This can result in death in a matter of minutes. Always look before you lock.
I want to tell you that you guys make my day every single day.
Just love you guys so much, man.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You know what? Even though we are the target zone right now experiencing power outages in our area here in the Northeast, I know that everyone listening to us across the land and around the world, you've experienced them as well. And you do have to get creative. We already had to get creative because of the pandemic, being stuck at home. Now we're getting creative being stuck at home with no electricity, okay? So that's why I brought up what's a great stoner movie. And the thing is, you know, you can't watch it if you don't have electricity. But I remembered, wait, I do have electricity. I just don't have cable. I don't have streaming. So I have all these old DVDs that I never threw out. Like, and I think I have a Blu-ray player, like in the garage. It's just sitting there. I'm going to hook it up. I mean, these things are from this is all stuff from the 90s, right? It's like just old movies. So I think I'm going to have to take
better.
It. Yeah. Well, what do you think? I'm going to take a little trip down memory lane today.
Why
do
not?
It. Why not? Yeah. What else are you going
to
do?
This is the day to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, you know what? Yesterday was our Scotty B's birthday. And a lot of people posted. I had a picture I wanted to post, me and Scotty hanging out. But I can't, because I can't upload things from my house. I have no cell at all.
God.
It sucks.
Oh, no.
But I did see what you posted, Gandhi, that great picture of you and Scotty.
Yeah.
You two make a cute couple.
Yeah, apparently that's what people thought about the photo. I had no idea. I thought everyone knew Scotty B was married to a beautiful woman with kids and that I was dating Brandon as well. But we did get some comments like, oh, you guys are a cute couple. One lady suggested we have a baby. I was like, I'm not really so sure that would work out.
But
Brandon might be
maybe they
upset.
Thought it
Amy
was
might...
Brandon. Maybe he don't know, he kind of resembles him a little bit without the beard.
So. I don't think so.
Without the beard, maybe?
No.
No way.
But I mean, maybe people just don't know that you are with someone and Scotty's married and they just thought you guys made a cute couple. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, hey, it was nice. I appreciate all the kind words. Everyone thinks Scotty's really cute. That was another very popular comment on the thread there.
He is a
hottie. But I did feel the need to just say, no, we're not dating. That's not my boyfriend. Especially after I saw my real boyfriend slide in under that comment with a thumbs down and a questionable face. I was like, oh.
Wow. Question on the text. If recently heard rumors about Ellen DeGeneres are true, that she's a monster to work for, what are your thoughts? And do you think the rumors have any ground to stand on? I don't know.
Right.
A lot of people think that we know. I don't know. I've never met Ellen. I don't know her. I've heard rumors that she sometimes can be a little short with people. That's all I've heard. I'm not going to sit here and make stuff up just to make it sound like I know, because I don't know.
Right.
You know?
I think it's one of those tough things where you kind of just have to assume that most people who are at the top of their game probably have a lot of people below them at some point in their career who have some things to say, because it's just what happens when you get to the top of the mountain, right? Like, maybe you stepped on some people by accident. Maybe some people just wanted a different interaction from you than they got. And it doesn't surprise me that those things happen.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know anyone who's close with her, really. I know one person who knows her, And this person would never, ever tell the truth. So we'll leave it at that. I don't know. And a lot of people say
that. You know, one person that works with her, but I don't think they'd tell the truth either. So.
Well, they want to protect her maybe, because maybe they're on Ellen's good side, as we hear there's a good side, bad side. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everyone here's on good terms, right? Are we all good here?
Oh, yeah.
Making sure. Well, I don't know. So Ellen, of course, you know, we have a staff of a family, rather, of like 15 people, I guess, right around that. Ellen's family that put on that show, I mean, they've got hundreds of people working for them. It's a whole different world, right? And so there are a lot of people who report to a lot of people who report to a lot of people that report to one person who reports to Ellen, I guess, is how it works, I'm assuming. So I don't know how you can keep an eye on everyone and everything that's going on, but I will say this about big company culture. Whoever's at the top, whoever's running the company, it's their philosophy typically trickles down where, and people beneath them who work for them typically subscribe to what they get into at the top. So I know it's been that way with this company we work for. This is a great example, iHeart, okay? It used to be Clear Channel, okay? We've had really great people who've been leaders at the top, and we've had not so great. And I can tell you, the years that we went through bad management, it was all the way from the top all the way down. It was crap. And then days like today, where we have really, really great people who run our company, it seems like the culture here is just people want to do the right thing. You know, it's still a big company, and stuff does fall through the cracks. I can, if I ran a big company like that, I'd be afraid of that. I don't want to run a big company. I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that responsibility, because if you have 100 people working for you, you don't even know half of them. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what they're up to.
Right.
Like, what kind of culture are they cultivating?
So,
I don't know. But you guys know, you've worked for this company for a long time. You've seen the good and the bad, right?
Oh, yeah. We're very lucky.
For sure.
Are you kidding?
You can
forget it.
Tell the difference.
Exactly.
I used to work for a guy that was the biggest jackass in town. And unfortunately, nobody did anything because management above that was a jackass too. But now it's completely changed. And so it's great when that does happen. And you're right. For some reason, it does tend to start at the top and it trickles down, because what's tolerated continues to happen.
It would break my heart if I got a call from one of you who said, I got to tell you something. Something's been going on for a while here, and people keep it from you, and it's just not good. You need to know about it. I would, because I try to make it my business. I try to nose into everyone's business and lives.
That's a good thing.
You know what? Yeah. I do that because I'm just curious. But I want to know how you're doing. But I can't.
I gotta tell you something about Scary.
Go for it. Air out right here, Danielle.
I'm just kidding.
I will tell you, years and years ago, Danielle approached me, and she said that there has been something going on that wasn't all that awful, right? But it was pretty bad for her. And she said, this has been going on for years. And I'm like, Danielle, why didn't you tell me? You know?
Yep.
And it wasn't anything of a legal matter. I want to nip all that in the bud right now.
Nothing at all.
Anyway, go ahead.
The reason I didn't tell you was because the show was moving along so smoothly. It wasn't a legal matter, like you said. And so I felt that I could just swallow it and just still put on a happy face and do a great show. And I didn't want to rock the boat. So that's why. And you told me, I never, ever, ever want to hear you say that again. Oh, yeah. You tell me right away.
And Danielle, how many times did I tell you to tell him during this time?
You did, because Froggy's the person that I go to and say, you know.
Well, then let me say something about that. It's not rocking the boat. It's speaking out about what you deserve. You deserve happiness working for this organization. Everyone does.
Yep.
But I was happy. I just wasn't happy with a certain situation.
All right.
But that's okay.
Well,
it was okay. Everything's good.
We're all through it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but as far as the Ellen thing goes, I mean, I don't know her. We don't know her. We don't know anyone over there, really. Just one person. And like I said, that person seems to be happy, so we just don't ask questions. But if you're in a situation where you work and you feel like you're not being heard, well, then you know what? That doesn't mean you should leave. You should, if you like your job, you deserve that job. You should say something to someone. You should fight for it. What's Scary?
So what if the person that you have a problem with is friends with the upper management people?
That upper management needs to hear about it. Because you can't be an effective manager if you play favorites to people.
Right, but I feel like that's what prevents a lot of people from speaking up, because they're in a situation where they know that whatever the problem is like, oh, well, damn.
I know.
It's like, checkmate, I'm screwed, that kind of thing.
Well, I got to talk to you about Nate.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy to do. I'm not going to say, well, why don't you just go tell something? Because I know there are many factors that could lead to uncomfortable moments that you don't want to go through. You don't want to have to deal with that. And you need your job. I understand that.
And it doesn't have to be a person either. It can be a situation. It doesn't always have to be an actual person causing an issue.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, thanks for your text about Ellen. Sorry, my answer is we don't know.
I guess. Sorry.
But anyway, what are you going to do? Yes, Gandhi, what do you think?
I think it's important to, you know, like in Danielle's situation, to say something about what's going on, because you never know how many other people are feeling that exact same thing that you're feeling and didn't want to be the one to lead that charge. So sometimes you just have to be the person to be like, hey, you know what? This is actually not right. And then watch the pile on of other people who are like, you're right. I've been dealing with that same thing. Sometimes it just takes that first little person to tip it off.
Right. I agree.
That's me. I was the little person.
No. Yeah, you
no, I wanted to stay in the background.
It's just, every single person who works for this organization is very important, and it's sad right now that a lot of them aren't even allowed to come into the building. But I will tell you, every single person is still getting paid. There's no one on, you know, that's left out of that, and we're doing our best to get this thing back up and running. It's a weird time. All right, with that said, let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, what's going on?
More than 1.2 million customers in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are still in the dark from Tropical Storm Isaias. We were talking about this earlier. Residents in New Rochelle may not have power until next week. Con Edison says it plans to finish restoring power to the vast majority of customers by Sunday night, but some smaller groups could get service early next week. In New Jersey, customers are probably going to go through the weekend without power. Sorry, Elvis. At least one high school student in Georgia is suspended for sharing a photo of crowded hallways online. I'm sure a lot of you guys saw that picture. It went viral earlier this week as in-person classrooms reopened in Paulding County. The photo shows students packed into the hallways without social distancing. Very few were wearing masks. The superintendent says the photo was taken out of context, and the student who shared that image is suspended for reportedly violating a code of conduct. And finally, we did talk about this last week, but for the first time ever, Oprah Winfrey dedicated the cover of her O magazine to somebody other than herself, and that person was Breonna Taylor. Now the cover of that magazine will be all over the Louisville area in the form of 26 billboards, big and small. The O magazine team says that they're amplifying her story and fight for justice by putting up one billboard for every year of her life that was cut short during the botched execution of a no-knock warrant. Each billboard will feature the cover image with a call to action that reads, "Demand that the police involved in killing Breonna Taylor be arrested and charged. Visit untilfreedom.com." And those are your three things.
Thank you so much, Gandhi. Let's take a break. Your phone tap. Who does the phone tap today, Scary?
I believe it's Danielle.
Danielle has the phone tap. It's coming up for you right after this.
We're waiting for you to join the next conversation. Text your comments to 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Dear Elvis, I'm a grown woman. I've been using my mom's credit card for years, though. She keeps asking me, hey, why don't you get your own credit card? I keep charging things to hers. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, she is at the end of her rope with me using her credit card. So, let's have some fun. This is from Irene. All right, I do believe Irene's mom's going to get a call from the store where Irene used her credit card. You know how this is going to work.
Uh-huh.
Danielle calls on behalf of the furniture store. Then Irene comes on the line and talks to her mom. It's a phone tap. Let's listen to a daughter phone tapping a mom.
Alice Sosa.
Yes, hi. I'm looking for Irene Phelps, please.
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Alice. This is Irene calling.
No, this is her mother. I could relay a message.
Oh, okay. The bedroom set that she wanted is in.
Okay.
It's the $2,800 that we agreed upon.
Well, was this a confirmed order?
She gave me the MasterCard, the billing address.
What MasterCard? I don't know nothing about. What did my daughter do to me now? I don't understand this. What bedroom set?
She was putting through a charge.
Oh, how much?
Well, there's $2,800 owed on it.
How much?
$2,800 owed on it.
Oh, my God. And owed?
Yeah.
How much is the bedroom set? that?
$4,000?
Oh, dear God in heaven. You have got to be kidding me. I don't believe this. What did she do to me?
Yeah, she...
Oh, no. There's something wrong here. You hold on just a moment.
Well, do you mind if I call you back? Because, unfortunately, I have another call on the other line.
I will hold on, and you get that, and I will hold on.
I'm curious about what's the issue. I mean, she gave me the MasterCard, the billing address.
I don't want anything put through. That's my MasterCard.
Oh, it's your MasterCard.
I don't want anything put on that card.
I'm a little confused right now.
So am I. So I am deathly confused. Can you hold on a minute now?
Yeah, sure.
Now, you just hold on, please.
Okay.
I'm going to conference you in.
Okay, thank you.
Just a moment.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Irene?
Yeah?
I have the announcement on the phone.
What happened?
With this furniture. You put it on my credit card?
I hope it's okay if I put it on the credit card. You know, I always pay you back all the money that I, you know.
How could you do this to me? How could you, without even telling me, Irene? How could you do this to me? How are you going to get the money to pay me back?
Oh.
The deposit is now you're responsible for this furniture. Oh, my God. My daughter, God in heaven.
Wait. Are you mad?
I don't even have a $4,000 bedroom set. I'm married 41 years. It's my first bedroom set I ever owned. What did you... Oh, my God in heaven.
Ma, you know that...
I am going to kill you.
We needed a new bedroom set, and it was a discount with Donna. It's a beautiful set.
A discount for $4,000? And you're going to pay me back $2 a week? $2? Lily, are you there? Are you listening to me? She's going to pay me back $5 a week. I'll be dead before I get payment back on that. So it'll go in my coffin. That's what's going to happen with that bedroom set. What?
What are you going to do?
What do you think of?
Ma, it was custom made because I needed more room in the bedroom with all the clothes that we have here.
Oh, Maron.
That's why it took so long.
Oh, Lily.
Yes?
Do you hear this, Lily?
I do.
I know nothing about this, Lily.
Well, if she put...
Ma, she needs to know the shipping date.
Who gives a
When I can have it delivered.
Do what you want to do. I'm going to jump over the bridge right now.
Don't do that. It's only a bedroom set. It's not
it's
that big
only,
a deal.
Yeah, I got to pay for it. My daughter gets me in these jams. In these jams, you have no idea.
Ma, you know that I always pay you back anything.
Yeah, I heard this song before.
I'm going to put you guys on hold and you discuss it. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. My blood pressure.
Are you going to tell Daddy?
Am I going to tell your father? He will kill me. He will kill me, Irene. Oh, I can't stand that. I got to go out and take a walk. I have to go out and take a walk.
Ma, I went with Donna.
Don't repeat that.
Big discount.
Wait till I talk to Donna. I'm going to pull her hair out. I'm going to pull her hair out first.
Well,
you two
we got
girls.
A discount. $4,000. For real.
Are they throwing the mattress in with the pillowcase, with the pillows in it? I got to go. My head is pounding right now. You are going to be the death of me yet. You and your daughter. I've had it. I gotta go. Goodbye.
Hello?
Where are you going?
Hello?
Where are you going?
Lily, my life is over with this one over here. I'm getting off the phone.
Ma, you're acting ridiculous. You're talking out of control, okay?
I am. You make me out of control. Lily, you don't know my daughter. She's got a heart of gold, but the gold never comes my way. I love my daughter.
God.
I'm ready to collapse. I got to go take a long walk by the river and clear my head. That's what I got to do. I don't know what to tell you, Lily.
All right. Well, I know what to tell you. This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Get out.
Mom, do you know when we listen to the phone taps on the radio?
Oh, please don't do this to me, Danielle. Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I could see you right now. We'd really have a laugh.
Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So, does anyone want to take a guess what part of the country they were from?
Oh, Danielle, I need to go by the river and take a walk. We love the phone taps. Yes, Danielle.
I love them. She was a very sweet lady. Where is Danielle? This is her turn to a... Hello?
She went to get food.
Why not? We're doing a show.
I told her she has a few minutes of a break for the phone tap, but she knows that she's on right after it.
Oh, Danielle. I wanted to talk about her phone tap on those ladies.
Oh, Danielle!
When I'm driving into work every morning, I'm listening to this commercial on the news station, and the guy comes on and says,
do you want to pay less in your mortgage? I'm going to help you pay a better mortgage rate.
And I said, oh, my God. Are you from New York?
Never would have been able to tell.
It's so funny. I love it. So charming. But that lady seemed so sweet. I loved her. Danielle, where are you? Can you call her house?
I'll call her house.
I mean, wake everybody.
All we see is we see the basement. I hear her talking in the background.
Their power go out.
Danielle. I hear her talking.
Yeah.
Oh, here she is. Oh, look who decided to come back to work. She's chewing on food.
Danielle. Oh, my gosh. Do you hear my house right now?
Danielle, we're on the radio waiting for you, and we hear you having a conversation. Now you come over here chewing food.
What? Do you hear my son? He's yelling about the rain and how thunderstorms are going to happen all week, and how can there be all these thunderstorms happening and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Danielle, you got to, can you lock him in a closet or something? We got to do a show.
No. And then look at this. Sorry. Look at this one. He's outside in the pouring rain.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, at least he's self-sufficient. He's okay with rain. It's the other one. I got a problem with the other one.
Sorry. I apologize.
Anyway,
you know,
let's go
being
to
home with the children.
Line 20 real quick, since Danielle is eating and needs to get her act together. Bethany is on line 20. Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
So what happened with you and the FedEx guy yesterday?
So, yeah. I came home from work, and I was just worn out yesterday. So I decided to go ahead and change into my pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, changed into my pajamas, headed back into the living room from the bedroom as I was stepping into my pants, and hear a knock on the door, and the FedEx guy is standing at the door while my pants were around my knees.
Oh!
You
got a free show. Yes.
So what was that conversation like? Did you just ignore it as if nothing was going on, or did you say something?
Oh, I tripped over the pants and fell face planted.
Oh, yeah!
Completely face planted, and he turned around and ran.
I love you.
Great for
everybody. I love that. You know what? You have to imagine, though, Bethany, that they see everything. That was probably the least of his problems that day.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, I'm moving to a new continent.
Yeah,
so.
I don't blame you. I know, but you know what? He's probably, you know, your FedEx guy. He's probably going to be back with more packages, so you might as well just...
For sure.
Are you going to say something? Hey, last time you were here, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Or, let it go. You didn't do anything wrong.
I'm letting it go. I'm letting it go, for sure.
Oh, you're okay. Hey, listen, Bethany, go have a great weekend.
Was he the 50-year-old guy?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, you take it easy. Was he hot, by the way?
Yes. I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Okay, good. Let's hope he wasn't. All right. Not that that matters. All right. Thank you, Bethany. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening
to
us.
You too.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Is that worse? Or is that worse if he's hot? Or is that better?
I don't know. It doesn't matter because if he's hot or not. He's your FedEx guy. He's there to do a job. He's not there for a fashion show or a beauty contest. You know what I'm saying?
Might be more hurtful because he ran off.
He ran off.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true. You're right.
Oh, Lord.
She scared him.
Everything has changed. I mean, a lot of people who are delivering will tell you that they usually will not wait for a signature. Even if a signature is required, they'll say, well, we have this new contactless thing. We just leave it and just hope you're of age for delivering booze. But there's always like this thing where you get to the door and then you got to put the mask on and then you're like, oh, crap, I forgot my mask. And then you're like, oh, it turns into this thing. Just leave it at the door. Yeah, Nate.
Have we talked about door pants? I think we've talked about door pants. Doesn't somebody here you have door pants?
I got door pants.
You have door pants?
Specifically, specific shorts that are at the ready every time I have to answer my door.
Oh, good. Door pants.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. And I don't wear them any other time.
Well, is that like someone who works here that has potty shoes?
Oh, yeah. That's Joe DeAngelis.
Yeah, he has potty shoes.
Potty shoes.
What are potty shoes?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's right, because he doesn't want anybody to know it's him. So he says specific shoes that he only wears in the bathroom.
Yeah, so they look under the stall and they see the potty shoes guy. And then he goes back and takes them off and puts his regular shoes on.
Right. Dude, that only tells me that what he does in there is terrible. Like, the noises must be horrific, because if he needs potty shoes, it's bad. It is
right.
Bad.
Potty shoes.
He knows how to identify him.
I'm sorry, what's that?
You don't have door shorts?
No. I wear them year-round. I wear door shorts. Like, see these stupid little athletic shorts I'm wearing right now? This is what I dress in every day. Oh. I have not had clothing on. I almost put sweats onto them, thinking it's going to be 90 degrees. And you,
yeah, no.
So I just wear these crappy shorts. Yeah. These are my door shorts.
They're nice.
Yep, do you have sexy athletic shorts on right now?
No, they're not sexy. No, they're Nike jogging shorts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but when you sit down and, like, slide down in the seat, you get severe moose knuckle. You got to be careful in those. You have to always make sure you pull them out when
these
you sit down.
These are pretty loose. So Scary, if you have door shorts, does that mean you usually walk around naked all day?
I always have boxers on. Boxers and a t-shirt, a raggedy old t-shirt, same stuff. But if I have to answer the door, or if I have to go throw the garbage out, which is down the hall, I have one of those things to shoot, I always wear my door shorts.
Right.
They don't extend past my floor. I've never seen in them past my floor.
Okay, good. Can we move on? Yeah. Thank you.
This texter says they have a door bra.
Yes. Who cares?
I have a door tiara, so I can put on my little tiara. Oh, hold on. Let me put on my tiara. Yes. FedEx. All right, Danielle, let's do it. What do you have going on today?
Well, yesterday people were freaking out because the pictures of Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper popped up. And you remember when they were together on Alias? And people were like, oh my gosh, are they together? Are they dating? They're both single, because they've, you know, been sighted together, but they've never been single at the same time. And so now people are thinking, like, maybe they're together. Maybe the new couple alert. Their kids were playing, blah, 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 blah. Who knows? I don't know. Time will tell, I guess. We'll see. Justin Bieber, Hailey Baldwin, they got a joint baptism together. Now, he's been baptized several times, but he said them getting baptized together is confessing their love for Jesus in public together with their family and their friends. And Big Brother. When you're watching the show, you notice that Josh Martinez is not there. He's the season 19 winner, and he was supposed to be part of the All-Star season. Well, he got pulled at the last minute over a possible false positive COVID test. So he was hanging out with everybody, being sequestered like they all were. He was not with anybody that he shouldn't have been with, and then he got tested, and it was positive. Well, then he got tested again, and it was negative. And he got tested again, and it was negative. Then he kept getting tested, and it was negative. But that one positive scared everybody, and so they pulled him from the show. So that is why you do not see him. So we don't know if he really was positive or negative, because, you know, these tests, we still don't know whether there's false positives or whatever. It's just so crazy. Megan Thee Stallion is now a global brand ambassador for Revlon. Congratulations. She is joining Gal Gadot, Ashley Graham, Sophia Carson, and you're going to be seeing her face all over the place. And Kiki Palmer, she will host the 2020 MTV Video Music Awards. It's her first hosting gig since Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki got canceled. I used to love that show. I loved the three of them together. I thought they were so cute. Anyway, this show will be virtual August 30th. On your television this weekend, there's a lot on Disney Plus, so you just want to check your local listings for that. Netflix gives you Work It with Sabrina Carpenter and Jordan Fisher, 90 Day Fiancé. You also have the PGA Championship. That's going down on Sunday. And we have a recommendation from Steven in Philly. He is telling us that we should watch. Hold on, I'm pulling up his email.
Oh, Smiling Steven?
It is. Yeah. Smilin' Steven said that we have to watch Mucho, Mucho Amor. It's about Walter Mercado.
Yes.
And that is on Netflix.
I've seen that.
He said it is. It's. Did you see it?
Oh, yes.
He loved it.
Now, you know who Walter Mercado was, right?
So explain it to everybody, because I didn't know who he was until he texted me.
He was a guy who wore these flowing gowns and makeup, and he did astrology. He did these astrological shows, and he was huge in South America and in Latin countries and in Spain, and people loved Walter Mercado. And this is the story behind the story. Do you guys know who I'm talking about? If you did a search for Walter Mercado right now, you go, oh my God. Now, here in the States, they would usually play him like overnight. He would just show up at the weirdest times. But he was a guy, like I said, who put on a lot of makeup, wore these flowing gowns with jewelry and just a wild life and incredible. You've got to see it.
He said that it's mostly in English, but when it's in Spanish, there are subtitles, so you will be taken care of. But he said he loved it. He said he really enjoyed it. So I'm glad he recommended that. So you may want to watch that.
If you have electricity.
And that's my Danielle report.
Yeah, if you have electricity,
exactly. If you have electricity,
do a search for Walter Mercado.
Thank you, Smiling Steven.
A lot of people, Latinas listening to us right now, you know who I'm talking about because your grandmother used to watch Walter Mercado all the time because he was so hot. So great. All right, let's take a break. I love that. Thank you for bringing that up today. Thank you, Smiling Steven. We'll be back right after this.
Is this a promo?
Hey, I'm Scotty B.
And I'm Andrew.
And we do a podcast where we eat cereal.
It's literally called Cereal Killers.
It is, and it's with a C because we don't kill people. We eat cereal. We talk about cereal.
Literally, cereal.
And we eat it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's great.
Sometimes it's gag-worthy.
Yeah, so you don't have to buy it if it's gag-worthy, but if we like it, we'll let you know. And you can go check it out. It's Cereal Killers, and it's wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch.
Today, your information is practically everywhere, including on your smartphone and computer. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one protection, including device security, identity theft protection, and a VPN for online privacy. Save 25% or more off your first year at Norton.com/Elvis.
Morning.
And in this corner, syndicated talk radio host
Elvis Duran
and the morning show.
Hey, not to sound like a cold bitch.
Hi. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm on the radio.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Across the country, millions are listening.
I'm gonna try and sell my underwear later.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna vomit.
Hello, ladies.
When they hear the sound of the drum, they'll be saying, oh Lord, here they come.
Hi-oh.
Here we come.
You've been phone tapped.
Here we come.
Oh, it's tequila.
Hey.
Here we come.
Hi.
Yes, Gandhi is very high. Oh, Lord, here they come.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Yeah, here we are in August into this pandemic for March, April, May, June, July, like 5 months, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember in the very beginning, we'd come in and work. Well, we wouldn't come in. We'd be at home because we weren't allowed to get near each other. And we're still learning about the pandemic and what you do, what you don't do, this and that. But at the foundation of it all, we were all kind of scared and nervous. And then one morning, we heard from a listener in Richmond, Virginia, who owns a restaurant there. And he came on and kicked off our show and made us feel so, so special and so warm. Big Herm. Remember Big Herm?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh,
yeah. Well, so Danielle said, hey, I heard from Big Herm today. I went, oh, my God, call him up. So here he is, Big Herm, live from Richmond, Virginia. How you doing, Big Herm?
I am doing great, guys. How is everybody in New York City doing after the storm and everything?
Well, you know, the ones of us who have electricity, we're doing okay. But you know how it is. You had it down there, too, right?
So you have Wi-Fi now, Elvis, all of a sudden, after your birthday?
Yeah, no Wi-Fi. I still have no Wi-Fi. I have no internet at my house. I have nothing. Nothing.
Man.
Anyway.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Nah, it's okay. You know what? Because I still show up. I'm driving into the city and sneaking in and hanging out with my friends and family. And, you know, we're doing it. Hey, so how are you, Big Herm? How's the restaurant doing? What are you doing differently now than you were back in March?
We always strictly take out on catering. So we have a takeout business downtown. Excuse me. A bus drives by. I am on 2nd Street. On 2nd Street in Richmond, Virginia.
Right.
So pardon the bus driving by. But as far as the pandemic, we've always done takeout and delivery anyway. So we readapted. Yeah, so we kind of readapted. Catering has kind of has slowed down a lot here. And the governor has opened it up a little bit. So we did have a wedding last weekend in my mom and dad's hometown, South Hill, Virginia, which is about an hour and a half away from here.
Right.
For like 110 people. And everybody had face masks and coverings and all that stuff. So that went extremely well. So catering is loosening up now. So we are available for that. And obviously, I'm Big Herm from Big Herm's Catering and Kitchen. We're at 315 North 2nd Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23219.
That's right. Make sure you give us the zip code because we want to find it.
Just in case. Just in case you miss, you know, hashtag Big Herm or hashtag, last time someone said hashtag Big Herm, Big Heart. I'm from the 757, but yeah, so you know everything. 804-643-0202.
Oh my God. I feel
anyway,
you've got there's a lot of numbers to remember here. So Big Herm.
Well, Herm. When they go on the replay, they can hear it again.
I know.
Yes.
Big Herm, talk to me. What are you cooking today? Yeah. What's good to take out today?
today, today it seems like Friday is always seafood day. We hand bread to order oysters, catfish, and shrimp. We do have a combo including all three of those things, or you can get them all individual. Everything is pretty much homemade here. We have homemade desserts from sweet potato pie, chocolate pecan cookies.
Oh, man.
Chocolate chip pecan cookies, all kinds of stuff. So when y'all come down, we won't put, roll out the red carpet and have y'all sit out front and have a great time. But, yeah, it's been so things are loosening up here. City's still 50% closed down here. I'm not sure what's going on in New York.
Yeah, it's about the same. They may, actually, it's more than that's closed up here. But you know, Big Herm, I just got to say something. You, better than almost anyone we've ever met, shows love and affection through food. Food to you is something more than just something you cook and then you eat. There's love in that food. And I think there's that's what a wonderful thing. I love that. I would love to eat some fried shrimp today. That would be the ultimate. Big Herm's fried shrimp.
So when y'all get back to the office, I will have to come up there and make a trip. I have some people that live in Brooklyn that I can spend the night and come up there and you know, come out and bring you some food. I have a little small fryer we can bring up and we'll cook some fresh seafood for you guys. Yeah. And that'll be my pleasure.
You know how it is. You got to eat it. You got to eat it fresh out of the fryer. It doesn't last long after that.
You got to do it.
Hey,
so got to do it. Yeah.
How about you personally, Herm? How are you doing? How are you feeling about life and where we're going?
It's weird. I think a lot of people between the police brutality, and once again, I said it before, all cops are not bad. I've never had a bad experience with a police officer,
right.
So I'm not going that direction. I love my city of Richmond. I live in Hanover, which is Mechanicsville, so I can't go that route at all. But that, the government and the COVID-19, I think the COVID-19 has everybody a little weird.
Yep.
You know, and so I, as far as me personally, my wife and kids pretty much stay home most of the day, and I'm the only one out. So as soon as I get home, I got to, you know, do the COVID thing. But I think everybody's kind of on edge and kind of uneasy, and people are acting a little weird. But we'll get through this, as I always say. And once again, negativity is not going to help anything.
No.
Period.
I hate to put the pressure on you, but it's people with a big heart and personality like you that we need more of. And so I know that you have better days than some, and we all were like that, but you know what? You are just a light and you're fabulous. And just hearing your voice is great. I cannot wait. One day, it may be a year or two from now, but one day we're going to show up and we're going to start ordering at your window. I can't wait.
Yep.
Well, can I say one more thing? Because I'm probably going to miss some names, but I didn't show mad love to Gandhi last time. Me and Straight Nate text every once in a while.
Yep.
Scary, what's up, dude?
Froggy,
what's going on? And you know, me and Danielle, we BFFs.
Yeah.
So yeah, for me and Danielle, we BFFs anyway. So it's all good.
That's right. We are.
Big Herm, look, it's great hearing your voice. I hope you have a very great weekend
and Elvis, I'm sorry. Can't say one more thing. I know I'm taking up too much time.
You're not taking up too much time at all.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. And I'm saying this to say, I don't know if y'all missed a day. And once again, with the pandemic, I didn't miss a day at work at all. We were able to make sure we had everything sanitized, cleaned, and stuff. But you guys are awesome, and a lot of people are probably going to be texting in now saying the same thing that I'm saying. Y'all made it work. Y'all made it happen, and y'all making it happen. And people need this. And some days I hear you, Elvis, saying, and we all saying, we just had a bad day yesterday, but we still got to be here. And I'm not sure if we should be making fun of this or making fun of that. People need this. People need this, period. So for the 4 hours I do it, you know, keep doing it, please, because this is very, very necessary in this time that we're going through.
Thank you. You know what, Big Herm? People are texting in. His food is amazing.
Aww.
Big Herm is the best food in the city. Richmond loves Big Herm.
Woo!
They all love you. We love you, Big Herm. Let's talk to you again soon, okay?
Also, I appreciate it. You have a great day and have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Go fry some shrimp. We'll talk to you later. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
That's so great.
Oof, I'm hungry talking.
Aww,
I know. God,
he's awesome.
I'm lurking
man.
On his Instagram page right now, and I tried to send a picture of this chicken that he posted because now all I want is this chicken.
Oh my God, look
champagne.
At that chicken.
Oh, I know.
Is that champagne chicken? Oh my God. I just spotted my blouse. No, really. Can you see this?
So good.
Look at my t-shirt. I'm lactating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lactating over Big Herm's champagne chicken. Damn it.
Looks so good.
What a great guy, though, right?
No, he's so amazing.
Let's go around the room and see what's on your minds. For those who have minds, don't ask me what's on my mind. I have none. Hey, let's throw one over at Straight Nate out of nowhere. Straight Nate, come on. Say something interesting. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, this is a big moment in anybody's life, but my fiance and I bought a house.
You did.
You didn't tell me.
Didn't tell you.
Well,
I've been having some issues with my credit.
You're in radio. You have DJ credit.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. So there was a couple of hurdles we had to get through and get over in order to get to this point, but we're closing in the next couple of weeks, so we're very excited. So we're going to be homeowners.
Congrats, Nate. Raise your glasses to the man or born.
I don't know what that means, but thank you.
Look it up.
I will.
Cheers.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Elvis. Thank you, everybody.
That's awesome.
I love it. Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
I think you and I did a live test yesterday to see if you could social distance in an elevator, and we failed.
Yeah, we failed.
I don't think any elevator car, you know, and those standard ones, are 6 feet in any direction. No. Maybe diagonal, but not across from one another. But yet there's four squares on the...
We'll take the freight elevator tomorrow. That's huge.
Exactly. But anyway, yeah. I thought that was interesting. I don't think anywhere in America there's a standard elevator car.
No. But you know what? You go to any grocery store in America and people are running right next to each other and, you know, have your mask on and I think we'll be okay. Hey, what's up, Gandhi?
I have realized I have a terrible habit, and now it takes me probably 3 to 4 times longer to read any book or watch any TV show because all I do is start Googling people and facts and things as it's going on, and then I pause. Right. My favorite team of people to Google, if you guys watch 90 Day Fiancé, that is a cast of the sketchiest human beings you have ever encountered. I mean, you got people abandoning their kids in other countries. You have people with all kinds of different charges. Like, it is scandalous. Some people have kids in jail. Do yourself a favor. Just Google some of your shows. It'll take you a while, but it'll be worth it.
All right. I'm in. Yeah, stopping and Googling. It gives you some background. It usually takes us maybe 2 hours to get through a one-hour show. Oh, stop it.
Yep.
Pause. Hey, exactly. Froggy, what's up with you?
You know, last night we're sitting home and Lisa, I could just tell something was wrong. And I said, what's wrong? And she said that I just have like waves of where it gets to me. I'm tired of sitting at home and I want to get out and I want to do things and I want to go somewhere. And then she did go somewhere. She went to the store and she's like, even when you go, everybody's got a mask on and nobody wants to get near anybody. And everybody runs as you, like, when you go to walk down an aisle, everybody, like, move over to the side. It's just, you never thought it was going to be like this. And I just want there to be some form of normalcy to get back to where we're not so afraid to be around. I miss human interaction. I really, truly do miss human interaction.
I do, too. I'm with you. We'll get back to
that. I don't know how
we
get back to that.
We will. People got to stop being knuckleheads. We'll get back faster.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Let's not have any 700 people ragers at the house this weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Jake Paul.
Cancel the party.
What's up, Danielle?
So I got my peeler for my vegetables. If you were listening to the show yesterday.
You won.
You heard my husband and I had an argument because the peeler broke and he said use a knife and I said no and he thought I was a diva. So I went out and got a new peeler. He has cucumbers now in his salad. So, and I got a peeler and I'm very happy. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Here you go.
$8 peeler. You're going to yell at me.
Hey, Gandhi, I love this. I love this thing you found online about COVID exhaustion. Where'd you find this?
That's a great question. I have to go see what account it was on. It was... Sorry, keep talking while I try.
I was going to read it. Should I read it out loud?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
This comes from Lego Shoes, whoever that is. Aspects of our COVID exhaustion are due to the reality that many of us are carrying the weight of others' irresponsibility. Many go about their lives unencumbered with any feeling of social responsibility, then feel justified in their carelessness, at least partially protected by the Herculean efforts of others. Not only are we carefully navigating a context foreign to us, sacrificially bearing a collective burden, we have to watch those efforts devalued by those who then pretend their carelessness is justified. We're holding a societal umbrella in a downpour. They're laughing and pretending it's not raining because they're not wet. It's exhausting. Interesting. Yep. Kind of true.
Wow.
Big words, too. Look at that.
It is. Yeah. But I think that, you know, when a lot of people are trying to figure out, why is this so tough? Why do I feel so depressed? Why is it so much tougher? I think that's exactly it. I think that a certain amount of society is carrying the burden for the people who refuse to do it. And that does get exhausting. This is a team effort. This is a group project. This is why people hate group projects at school and people are not carrying the load. If we all just carried the same load, it would be so much lighter for everybody. And it needs to happen. Mm-hmm.
There you have it. Very well put. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, thank you for sending me that. I appreciate it. What's happening?
Of course. Cleanup and recovery efforts are continuing in Beirut after that massive explosion on Tuesday. 16 people have now been taken into custody by Lebanese authorities as part of an investigation, and the Lebanese government has given an investigative committee 4 days to determine responsibility for that explosion. The devastation is massive. Hospitals are overwhelmed. Health officials are now worried that coronavirus numbers will spike. And like we said, there's a food shortage as well since the port was destroyed. So if you are able to help, UNICEF and the Lebanese Red Cross are the best places. The deadline for players to skip the upcoming NFL season because of the coronavirus pandemic has passed. New England Patriots had the most players opt out with 8, followed by the Cleveland Browns with 5. Other players can still decide to step away after the deadline because of certain conditions, including, of course, a new diagnosis of a high-risk condition. Currently, the U.S. death toll has just passed 160,000. And finally, Twitter may look a little different soon as the company creates new labels for profiles of government officials and state-run media entities. The platform said that the labels aim to give users more context about a profile's political affiliation. These labels will be a gray icon with wording on the user's profile like Russia state-affiliated media. Twitter will start with focus on senior political officials who speak for their governments like foreign ministers, ambassadors, diplomatic leaders, and official spokespeople. And those are your three things.
All right, we're back after this.
Elvis Duran.
So stupid.
In the morning show.
Hey, it's Straight Nate, and if you're tired of tossing and turning at night, try Z-Quil Pure Z's Melatonin Gummies. Pure Z's have a blend of botanicals like lavender and chamomile. Plus, they just taste great. So give it a rest and buy it. Z-Quil Pure Z's. Find them in retailers everywhere.
Oh my God. You guys are out of your friggin' mind.
This is Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hey, so when you hear someone call someone else charming, what do you think they mean? Like, Danielle, if someone's charming, what does that mean about them?
It usually means that they make you feel special, that they know how to charm the pants off of you.
Wow.
Sometimes it's, sometimes it's a BS thing like, oh, he's so charming. It's going to get away with that because he's charming.
Wow. Like I've yet to meet someone who charms the pants off of me. But Gandhi, if you meet someone charming, what does that mean about them?
For me, I feel like charming people just make you feel better when you're around them. Like, it's somebody who you enjoy spending time with. When they enter a room, you're like, oh, I'm glad that that person's here because they're very charming and it makes me feel good.
All right. So I was reading over the 7 habits of truly charming people that you can easily learn to join their club, written by Sierra M. Did you pull this off of, where'd you get this?
Medium.
Published in PS I Love You. It's another website you can go to. And charming people, they always have an exciting story to tell. They have that seemingly innate ability to make you feel at ease in their company. It seems some people are simply born with it. When they enter the room, everyone notices their presence. They're like magnets. And when they talk, everyone hangs on every word coming out of their mouth. I'm about to give you the seven habits of truly charming people. And I was looking over these, and I failed each and every one of them.
Stop it.
I could be more charming. We'll get into that in just a second. Let's get into sound right now with Garrett, live from the kitchen. What's for breakfast today, Garrett?
French toast Fridays. That's it.
Yes. You guys have been having lots of carbs this week, just noticing.
We're in quarantine. Why not?
Okay. Here we go. What do you have as far as sound goes?
All right. Let's talk about David Fincher. He was the director for Gone Girl that had Ben Affleck in it back in 2014. But he was talking about how production shut down for 4 days over Ben Affleck refusing to wear a certain sports baseball cap in a scene.
Being from Boston and not being very professional as an actor, Ben refused to wear a Yankees cap. And it did not come to blows, but we had to shut down production for 4 days as we negotiated with Patrick Weitzel over what would be the best thing for the movie, what Patrick thought would be the best way to meet the requirements of the production and something that his client could live with, which I thought was entirely unprofessional.
I don't know. Well, did he know going in he was going to have to wear a Yankees cap?
Could
he?
I, I guess not until he got to the scene, but he ended up wearing a New York Met hat instead of a Yankee hat, so I guess that was the compromise. But hundreds of thousands of dollars just over a baseball cap for a 10-second scene.
Wow.
Hey, I don't know. You got to stand your ground if that's what you believe.
That's right. No. You can't pay me enough to put on a Boston hat. Get the hell out of here.
I will put on a Boston hat for 10 seconds. Just I don't care. I'll do it.
You put a Red Sox hat on your Yankee head?
It doesn't mean I'm associated with the team. I'm making $5 million for a movie.
I know, but in 10 years, that picture's still going to be around.
But yep, I have $10 million, though. So.
Right. Okay, sell out.
Call me what you want. I have $10 million now. Wow. So.
An expensive sellout.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I'll sell out all the time for $10 million. Hasbro yanked the Trolls dolls off the shelf over the placement of a tickle button on one of the Trolls dolls.
Down here is a button right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds. Like a gasping sound. This button, it says nothing about this button on the box. Nothing.
Surprise. So, those are being pulled off the shelves right now as we speak. We have new music out because it is Friday. Juice WRLD giving us more music, too. He got to work with The Weeknd before he passed away, and this is called Smile.
You don't want to see what's in my phone. It's just gonna hurt you.
I do anything in my power to see you just smile. I want you to prosper and come proper, even if that means I ain't by your side. I do anything.
All right. Ava Max gives us Kings and Queens Part 2 with our friend Lauv.
Like it. Yes. Love it. I love Lauv.
Blink 182, a song that we might all relate to called Quarantine.
I wish we lived in a world where we didn't have to beep words out of people's music. That makes me crazy.
So sad.
I know.
Yeah, then maybe we could play the unedited version of Cardi B's new song.
Wow.
That came out today.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. All right, and then Icona Pop has a song called Feels My Body.
That's Icona Pop?
That's Icona Pop.
Well, I love that.
I like it. And that's it.
And that's it. All right. Well, thank you very much,
You're
Garrett.
Welcome.
Good American. Go enjoy your carb-filled breakfast. Sounds delicious.
I will. I'll send it to you. Just tell me when, and I'll put it in the mail.
All right. Thank you. Should we just play the new Cardi B song? Do we have it unedited?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's play it. Unedited.
Oh,
my
God.
There's the edited version.
For sure.
This is our last day on the air.
WAP.
It's WAP. It's W-A-P. Okay, with Megan Thee Stallion. It's not in there. Trust me, it's not in there.
The edited version.
We
is.
Have it.
I know, but the edited version, how can they even edit it? I mean, the whole thing is just laced with
a beep.
Our sister station is playing it.
Unedited?
Go borrow it from
this
them.
This version that we're playing right here. This version that's in the system. If you want to play it.
What's left?
Well, no, there's nothing. I mean, I want to hear what's left because I heard. No, I do want to hear what's left. Push the play button.
Already?
They're already, and then that shouldn't even be in the editing.
I said certified freak, 7 days a week. Wet. Make that game weak.
Yeah, see, everything's taken out.
Yeah. You
wow, they just leave that whole verse.
Like an instrumental.
Look, there's nothing left. Turn it off. They just ruined it. There's nothing left.
It's just like a beat.
All right. Thank you, Garrett. Have
You're
a beautiful
welcome.
Day today.
It's when we tried to play Big Sean IDGAF. That was another
that's a great song.
Beeped out one.
I said certified freak 7 days a week. Wet blip blip. Make that pull out game week. You know you blank with some wet blank. Bring a bucket and a mop for this blank. Give me everything you got for this blank. Beat it up, blank. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this blank right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a Kegel while blank. Blank in my...
So wait a minute.
What?
So WAP... So wait. So it...
What?
It means what I think it means. It
yes.
WAP
yes.
stands
yes.
for...
Yes.
Oh, that's my goodness.
Yeah.
Cardi B. Girlfriend.
I can't wait to see the TikTok dances to this one.
Well, she's got a little bit of the video on her Instagram page. So go to I am Cardi B if you would like to see that.
You can't go two lines without a beep. So that's the point. I mean, so there's no way
Damn.
We could ever play. We can't play this.
Oh, my gosh. She is something.
There's like no
there.
Chance.
Hold on. So I'm reading the lyrics online. I love how there's certain words they put stars next to, and then other words they just write the full word. It's like, so what exactly makes one word not okay and the other words just perfectly fine?
I don't know. Anyway, there you go. Moving on. Analyzing the lyrics is very impossible at this point. Hey, I love this text that came through a few minutes ago. It said, God, I got to find it. Hold on. Me. This texting system we use is far from perfect. Last night, I went to bed thinking no one gives a crap about me, but today's my birthday, and I have so many people reaching out to me already. I want to take this as a lesson for myself to reach out to others around me and do a better job doing that, not just for a birthday. Isn't that great?
Yes.
I like that. Went to bed.
Yeah. And happy birthday.
Yeah, and happy birthday. What a great gift you just got.
That teaches you two lessons. One, you never know who really does care about you. And two, you never know who doesn't think people care about them, and you need to reach out to your friends. Yep.
If you want to follow along at home, you can go to elvisduran.com. Your traits of a charming person are up. Let's talk about that. Do you have any intro for this, Gary?
Give me
charming music. What do you have? Charming people music.
I think that Cardi B song was very charming.
Yeah,
that
was.
Put that
back. I was charmed.
Wop.
Charmed the pants off of me.
What do you got, Gary?
I got this.
Here we go. Charming people music. Oh, it's now time for the 7 habits of truly charming people. Okay, we pulled this off of PS I Love You, which is also available through Medium. If you don't subscribe to Medium, you're probably okay because it's overwhelming. It's so great. It's one of those things that so many wonderful articles come over you and you can't read them all.
Yes.
Okay, habits of charming people. Number one. Charming people give you their undivided attention.
Absolutely.
Think about one or two.
I mean, we've all been with people, right, who you're talking to them, you're trying to have a good conversation, they're swiping through their phone or staring at people behind you, and you're like, okay, I guess I'm relevant.
So annoying.
Right, you're invisible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stop for a moment. Think about two or three likable people you know. Do they constantly check their phone while you're talking to them? Do they continually redirect conversations to themselves? Yes, I do that.
Froggy.
So how to apply this habit? Always make an effort to give your undivided attention to people. Put away your phone. Make eye contact. Let them be the main subject of a conversation.
All right, Elvis, I have a question.
I'm going to work on that. What?
Have you ever thought to yourself, okay, I know I'm guilty of doing this. I'm going to do better. And then you're talking to somebody and you realize, holy crap, this is the most boring conversation ever. I'm taking my phone out. I'm looking at it. Like, you just can't help yourself.
Well, no. Because, I mean, the point is to make people feel important.
Froggy, you want to have a conversation with someone, and while you're looking them right in the face, pull your phone out and start looking at your phone?
I've been like, I can't That's do it. Terrible. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I'm going to have a meltdown. I got to get my phone out.
All right. On the list of ways to be more charming, number two, charming people show you genuine admiration. And they quote my man, Dale Carnegie, talk to someone about themselves and they'll listen for hours. Does that make sense to you? I can sit here and have a conversation with you about you, and you'll think I'm a great conversationalist, but it's you that's talking. And how can you practice this? Don't focus on convincing others how cool you are. Be genuinely interested in others and stop for a moment to appreciate their strengths.
Right. And I think that comes from a place of confidence, too. When you're not trying to prove how cool you are, it's because you feel good about yourself. So you let somebody else talk and feel good about themselves, which is a great thing to do.
Number three, they talk about themselves only when asked to. If you're charming, You never say anything about you unless you're asked to. See, that's going to take some practice on my part.
I think all of us have to practice that.
Why?
Because we're in this media where we have to come up with all these things to talk about on the show.
I know.
If we don't talk about ourselves, we're going to be in trouble. So
true.
But don't you also notice, like, when it comes to Elvis, he's so good at asking all of us about us, and then he doesn't talk about himself unless one of us then asks him, like, well, wait, what do you think about it? He's never going to himself about it.
Of course, well, the whole time I'm thinking, God, I hope they ask me what I think. In a nutshell, they say, get rid of the need to talk about yourself all the time. When answering a question about yourself, share something interesting and, most importantly, relevant to the conversation. When asked to share your opinion, don't be glib. Give a thoughtful and detailed answer. Number four, another trait of charming people, they follow through. You don't want to be an all words, no action person. If you say you're going to do something for someone, you got to do it. Don't make promises you can't keep. Number five, charming people, they are not afraid to share their vulnerabilities. Our friend Brené Brown says, to be authentic, we must cultivate the courage to be imperfect and vulnerable. We have to believe that we are fundamentally worthy of love and acceptance just as we are. I agree with that, don't you?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to tell someone you're scared. Don't be afraid to say, I really messed that up. I'm wrong on that one. Good.
And it makes other people more comfortable also making mistakes. You know, like if you're somebody that they look up to, or maybe they kind of hero worship in any way, it is good to be vulnerable and say, like, hey, we all go through these problems. I feel the same way. And again, I think that that kind of stuff comes from a place of confidence.
Another trait of being charming, they're curious about more than you expected they would be curious about. They come to you and they start talking to you. They say, hey, how are you feeling today? Oh, I feel okay. You know, maybe my arm's all messed up. So rather than just moving on, stop and go, well, wait, what do you mean your arm's messed up? What does that mean?
Right.
Just get into it deeper. That's kind of a shallow example. But anyway, they say to show genuine curiosity, ask thoughtful questions to others, understand what their passions are, and go ahead with interesting, open-ended questions. Charming people take real pleasure in proactively helping others, being of service to others. Why are you laughing, Froggy?
Oh, no. I'm texting. Somebody sent me a text. Actually, Lisa says, I'm charming. I wrote back, yeah, okay.
You're totally missing all of this.
I know.
And this just shows you're not charming.
Number one.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You're on the phone while he's doing his charming list. What the hell are you doing?
She's trying to convince me that she's every single one of these. And I'm like, no, you're not.
In a nutshell, helping others simply feels good. Try to do things for others without expecting anything in return. Believe me, life becomes easier. And there you go. Yes. Some of the habits of charming people. Yes, Gary.
You know what's really sad is I know someone who's close to me, and this person is the exact opposite of all of this. What is the opposite of charming? This person is that. And now this
not charming.
This list is making me realize that.
Who is it?
I'm not gonna say. But how
wait, are they in this room?
Nobody who works for the show. Nobody. It's someone in my private life. But I'm like, how do you get through to a person like that? And let them, you know, get on their journey to change their ways. Is that even possible? Or are you so self-absorbed that you can that it's going to be toxic behavior forever and it's not going to be corrected?
I don't know.
Sad.
I think you already know the answer, right?
Yeah.
Is that on the list to how to do that, Elvis?
No.
Sad.
No, not on there.
I think one way to be charming is to stop trying to make people feel awful about themselves. Like,
yes.
And I use people who post on social media who have an opportunity to move something forward in a positive way, but rather they can't. They say, well, you're this way because you blah, blah, blah. You know what? You're not charming. You are far from charming. You are the opposite of charming. You are a problem. You are toxic. And that's why, you know, when people are like that in your life, be it people you don't know but post on your stuff, or people you do know, toxic people need to be deleted.
But I think somebody can be both. Somebody can be both charming and toxic. Like, I think you could be charming around somebody who you like or somebody who brings out charming qualities in you. And then people who are nasty, sometimes you can just be toxic with them just to get them out of your life. I think somebody can be both sides at times.
Yeah, true.
But don't you think most charming people wouldn't try to make someone feel bad or get them out of their lives? They would just kind of, like, move on instead of making another person feel badly.
Yeah.
Or as we say, block.
Do you think they'll come out with the remote control one day where you're standing in front of the person and you just hit a button, boop, and they disappear? Wouldn't that be nice?
This would be
the mute button.
This would be an empty little room, wouldn't it?
They say the opposite of charming is repulsive.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
I will say, in doing what we do for a business, and we hear from people every day from all different opinion, you can give your opinion and be respected even though we don't agree. But if you give a toxic, negative opinion, it really says everything about you. It has nothing to do with us. So, anyway, it's kind of cool just to like look at people and go, God, you know what? They really have a lot going on. Let's dig further. And I think that's what people would love. People would love to have follow-up questions. I ask you how you're doing, you tell me, eh. And then rather than you move on, I'm going to stop and go, well, wait a minute. Let's talk about that. And you're going to be like, wow, they do care about that. I think that's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are we doing here, Straight Nate? Speaking of charming, this guy can charm the pants off a pantless person.
Yeah, but sometimes it's that phone. But we can see that phony charm sometimes.
Oh, what are you talking about? That's all genuine
charm. Right there. Oh, what are you talking about?
That's like all
right
genuine.
There.
Oh, my God. Am I going through my life being a phony? This sucks.
You look up. Love you, Nate.
Is that how you feel? Is that how everybody feels? You think I'm a big phony?
No, but when you're on the phone sometimes and we hear you like, hi, what's your name? Oh, hi, Becky. Oh, my gosh. How's your morning going?
Oh, stop.
I hope it's wonderful.
You talk to Becky. I guarantee Becky had a better day because of that. 100 bajillion percent.
Oh, there we go. Charming McCharmins.
I'm not hearing a lot of charm here. Are you hearing charm?
Oh, you're not getting charm. You're getting sass now. This is not charm.
Oh, my God.
This is sass.
We should have done.
I love you, Nate. The
effective sass. No, we're not doing sass.
Thanks a lot to get me to sass.
Wow. You know, this all went down the toilet here. I was trying to do, you know, something positive. Yep. Anyway.
Danielle,
my bad.
Get that wrong turn. You got sassy.
I take the blame.
All right. I think we should take a break and take a breather. Uh-huh. Everyone's all butthurt all of a sudden. We'll be back right after this, I hope.
Want to be a part of the next conversation? Send a text to 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah. in the club looking so conspicuous. And wow, these women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now when my pinky's valued over 300,000? Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and Ursh, what's more when we leaves them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, Sure, got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
All right, it's the weekend. We need the Danielle report. What's going on? What are we watching? Danielle, what's happening?
Well, she did it. Taylor Swift took to social to confirm the names used in her new song, Betty, were taken from people she knows, specifically her friends' kids' names. We know Betty Reynolds, the names of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' children, and so on and so on. So we kind of figured that out, but she's like confirming it for us. John Wick 4 hasn't even come out yet, but there's already confirmed plans for a fifth installment of the franchise. Lionsgate has announced plans to pull out John Wick 5 after the fourth installment hits theaters in 2022. We have also been hearing that a reboot of Dirty Dancing with Jennifer Grey is on the way, so that's exciting. You guys remember Knight Rider, right?
Yeah.
And Kit, talking car? Well, that will be coming to the big screen as well. That's on the way. And Robin Williams' final days. We are getting a trailer for the new documentary, Robin's Wish. It's actually a documentary that sheds light on his final days. You know, he committed suicide August 2014. And it talks to his widow. It talks to a lot of other people in his life, and it is really touching. And if you're a fan, you're definitely going to want to see that. So you can watch the trailer for that now. Lizzo is joining forces with Amazon. She is doing one of their first look deals to develop special projects for Amazon Studios. We're not sure exactly what she's going to be developing, but she's excited. They're excited. Fans are excited. So that's on the way. Alicia Keys is getting into the beauty business with e.l.f. Cosmetics. She is going to be bringing us a lifestyle beauty brand, and that's going to be happening sometime next year. It's not named yet. They haven't decided on a name, but we'll be finding that out very soon. I always love buying e.l.f. Cosmetics because it's not expensive, and you can get a bunch of stuff for really cheap, right?
Yeah.
It's so cool. Yeah. Nordstrom Rack. Yeah, Nordstrom Rack always has a lot of really good ones, so I always get it when I'm there. Okay. Amal and George Clooney have donated $100,000 to relief efforts after Tuesday's explosion in Beirut. They're going to divide that money between three really cool charities that are providing relief. So that's going on. And of course, television over the weekend, you've got a lot. Work It, Sabrina Carpenter and Jordan Fisher. You may want to watch that. You've got a lot on Disney Plus. So many exciting, cool things on Disney Plus. A lot of new episodes of our favorite stuff. Friday night, WWE SmackDown, you've got that. Our friend Smiling Steven said Walter Mercado's Mucho Mucho Amor. That's something you should be watching on Netflix. And also, we are wrapping things up with the 2020 PGA Championship. And that is my Danielle report.
Open the iHeartRadio app and hear everything you missed with Elvis Duran on demand.
I don't even want to listen to the music. I just want to listen to you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, let's get some Friday food news in here, Froggy. Here we go.
It's from Eastwood News. We're loving it.
All right, here we go. You know, just when you think that the Cheetos brand can't get it right any more than they already have, they have done it again. They have launched mac and cheese inspired Cheetos. Yes, out in three different flavors. You'll get bold and cheesy, flaming hot, and cheddar jalapeno. The new treat hitting Walmart stores and the website tomorrow. So make sure you go in and get it. It costs less than a dollar. It'll come in the box. It will also come in the cup and then hit nationwide retailers in 2021. But you're getting Cheetos, mac and cheese, and three different flavors.
Okay. So it's not mac and cheese inspired Cheetos. It's Cheetos inspired mac and cheese. It's mac and cheese, like hot noodles with cheese.
Hot noodles with the cheese. Like, you know the dust you get on your hands every time you eat Cheetos? That's going to be on your mac and cheese.
I love that.
I know. Also, today is, in case you didn't know, International Beer Day. And Miller Lite is taking care of all of us. They know that we've each got our own way of celebrating. However, they are kind of, sort of, giving away free beer in cities across the United States that are named after countries. So, for example, if you go to Greece, New York, or Peru, Kansas, or Mexico, Maine, or Poland, Ohio, you can get free beer. Get all the details right now at MillerLite.com. And make sure you celebrate International Beer Day.
We love beer farts and that beer burp. You know that hot beer burp? When you burp and it fills up your mouth and then you spew it out.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, you can smell it.
Happy Beer Day, everybody.
Yes, and last but not least, you know, the holidays are going to be here before you know it. The rest of the year's flown by. So the Hershey's Company is giving us sugar cookie Hershey's Kisses this year for the holiday season. Every year they have something new. It's a sugar cookie flavored white cream with green and red cookie pieces throughout, wrapped in the classic metallic foil, adorned with Christmas trees, stars, and bells, and it will be out for the holidays. That is this year's brand new Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I know. I'll be eating them by the handful. There's your food news.
No, where's our countdown?
We don't have a countdown today. I couldn't find anything good to count down.
You suck.
Next time I'll get you a countdown.
You'll give us two countdowns, young man.
You got it.
Give me food news. Give me some of Froggy's food news right now.
All right, Gandhi, three things we need to know. It's all you.
All right. At least one high school student in Georgia is now suspended for sharing a photo of crowded hallways online. A lot of us have seen that photo. The picture went viral earlier this week because in-person classrooms reopened. I know that stressed you out, Danielle.
Those kids did the right thing. Like, they need to know that this school is not doing the right thing for these kids. It pissed me off so much. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Danielle was raging. The photo, if you haven't seen it, showed students packed into the hallways. Obviously, there was no social distancing. Only a couple people were wearing face masks. The superintendent says that photo was somehow taken out of context and that the student who took the image is suspended for reportedly violating a code of conduct. Last week, we mentioned that for the first time ever, Oprah dedicated the cover of her magazine to somebody that was not her. That person, Breonna Taylor. Now that cover of the magazine will be seen all over Louisville, and it's coming in the form of 26 billboards, big ones and small ones. The O Magazine team says that they are amplifying Breonna Taylor's story and the fight for justice by putting up one billboard for every year of her life that was cut short during the botched execution of a no-knock warrant. Each billboard will feature the cover image with a call to action that reads, "Demand police involved in killing Breonna Taylor be arrested and charged. Visit untilfreedom.com." And finally, it's a pretty important weekend in 9 states as the sales tax holidays begin soon. That means the states waiving the sales tax will be Florida, Iowa, Missouri, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and Virginia. So if you have some purchases, this is a good weekend to do it. Keep in mind, if you are in Iowa, the sales tax holiday is only today and Saturday. The other 8 states run through Sunday. And then on Monday, Maryland is going to kick off an entire week without sales tax. And those are your three things.
Want to be a part of the next conversation? We're watching everything you text to 55100.
Now you're on the radio talking about it, which is my favorite thing ever.
Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
2020 stinks, but at least we have Shark Week. This Sunday, Mike Tyson faces off against a shark in Tyson versus Jaws.
Plus, every night, science, sharks, and stars, including Will Smith and Shaq. Shark Week starts Sunday at 8 o'clock on Discovery.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Dear Elvis, I'm a grown woman. I've been using my mom's credit card for years, though. She keeps asking me, hey, why don't you get your own credit card? I keep charging things to hers. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, she is at the end of her rope with me using her credit card. So, let's have some fun. This is from Irene. All right, I do believe Irene's mom's going to get a call from the store where Irene used her credit card. You know how this is going to work.
Uh-huh.
Danielle calls on behalf of the furniture store. Then Irene comes on the line and talks to her mom. It's a phone tap. Let's listen to a daughter phone tapping a mom.
Alice Sosa.
Yes, hi. I'm looking for Irene Phelps, please.
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Alice. This is Irene calling.
No, this is her mother. I could relay a message.
Oh, okay. The bedroom set that she wanted is in.
Okay.
It's the $2,800 that we agreed upon.
Well, was this a confirmed order?
She gave me the MasterCard, the billing address.
What MasterCard? I don't know nothing about. What did my daughter do to me now? I don't understand this. What bedroom set?
She was putting through a charge.
Oh, how much?
Well, there's $2,800 owed on it.
How much?
$2,800 owed on it.
Oh, my God. And owed?
Yeah.
How much is the bedroom set?
$4,000.
Oh, dear God in heaven. You have got to be kidding me. I don't believe this. What did she do to me?
Yeah, she...
Oh, no. There's something wrong here. You hold on just a moment.
Do you mind if I call you back? Because, unfortunately, I have another call on the other line.
I will hold on, and you get that, and I will hold on.
I'm curious about what's the issue. I mean, she gave me the MasterCard, the billing address.
I don't want anything put through. That's my MasterCard.
Oh, it's your MasterCard.
I don't want anything put on that card.
I'm a little confused right now.
So am I.
So
I am definitely confused. Can you hold on a minute now?
Yeah, sure.
Now, you just hold on, please.
Okay.
I'm going to conference you in.
Okay, thank you.
Just a moment.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Irene?
Yeah?
I have Vegan Allison on the phone.
What happened?
With this furniture. You put it on my credit card?
I hope it's okay if I put it on the credit card. You know, I always pay you back all the money that I, you know.
How could you do this to me? How could you, without even telling me, Irene? How could you do this to me? How are you going to get the money to pay me back?
Oh.
The deposit is now you're responsible for this furniture. Oh, my God. My daughter, God in heaven.
Wait. Are you mad?
I don't even have a $4,000 bedroom set. I'm married 41 years. It's my first bedroom set I ever owned. What did you... Oh, my God in heaven.
Ma, you know that...
I am going to kill you.
We needed a new bedroom set, and it was a discount with Donna. It's a beautiful set.
A discount for $4,000? And you're going to pay me back $2 a week? $2? Lily, are you there? Are you listening to me? She's going to pay me back $5 a week. I'll be dead before I get payment back on that. So it'll go in my coffin. That's what's going to happen with that bedroom set. What?
What are you going to do?
What do you think of?
Ma, it was custom made because I needed more room in the bedroom with all the clothes that we have here.
Oh, Maron.
That's why it took so long.
Lily.
Yes?
Do you hear this, Lily?
I do.
I know nothing about this, Lily.
Well, if she put...
Ma, she needs to know the shipping date.
Who gives a
When I can have it delivered.
Do what you want to do. I'm going to jump over the bridge right now.
Don't do that. It's only a bedroom set. It's not that big a deal.
I got to pay for it. My daughter gets me in these jams. In these jams, you have no idea.
Ma, you know that I always pay you back anything.
Yeah,
I heard this song before.
I'm going to put you guys on hold and you discuss it. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to tell
200.
Daddy?
Am I going to tell your father? He will kill me, Irene.
Oh, I can't stand that. I got to go out and take a walk. I have to go out and take a walk.
Ma, I went with Donna. She gave me a big discount.
Wait till I talk to Donna. Wait till I talk to Donna. I'm going to pull her hair out. I'm going to pull her hair out first.
Well, we got a discount. Because we got a discount.
4,000?
For real.
Are they throwing the mattress in with the pillowcase, with the pillows in it? I got to go. My head is pounding right now. You are going to be the death of me yet. You and your daughter. I've had it. I gotta go. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Hello.
Where are you going?
Lily, my life is over with this one over here. I'm getting off the phone.
Ma, you're acting ridiculous. You're talking out of control, okay?
I am. You make me out of control. Lily, you don't know my daughter. She's got a heart of gold, but the gold never comes my way. I love
my
daughter.
God.
I'm ready to collapse. I got to go take a long walk by the river and clear my head. That's what I got to do. I don't know what to tell you, Lily.
All right. Well, I know what to tell you. This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Get out.
Mom, do you know when we listen to the phone taps on the radio?
Oh, please don't do this to me, Danielle. Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I could see you right now. We'd really have a laugh.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So, if you're an employer, you have a lot on your plate, especially right now, but ZipRecruiter can make your hiring process quick and painless. Cafe Altura, their COO, Dylan Miskowitz, totally agrees. He needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. I want that job. The DOC, yeah. The director of coffee. He is having trouble finding qualified applicants, so he switched to ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis, used it for free, and hired someone. They don't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies the people with the right experience, invites them to apply for your job so you get the qualified candidates fast. And the ones that aren't qualified, they never show up. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he got the candidates right in and on his desk. And then that's how he found his new director of coffee in just a few days. Results, that's what you want. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate on the first day. So use it for free. Here's how you do it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. It's the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis.
2020 stinks, but at least we have Shark Week. This Sunday, Mike Tyson faces off against a shark in Tyson versus Jaws. Plus, every night, science, sharks, and stars, including Will Smith and Shaq. Shark Week starts Sunday at 8 o'clock on Discovery.